My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He just hopped on with us. If you missed it, use the radio rewind function. Go to 1240 and give it a listen. He was outstanding, giving us the latest on everything with Mike Hall Jr. And, of course, read him at 92thefan.com, where he lays everything out very well.
Mike is 21 years old, Mike Hall. And obviously, if the reports are accurate and this turns out to be legit, true, and right on the money, he is screwed up in a big way. And I'm sure he'll pay the price for it. At the very least, if everything is as reported by the police and thus various media outlets, including us, he's suspended this for a portion of this year anyway. And that's just from a football standpoint. The legal ramifications of this, who knows what happens? Mm-hmm. And if you truly pulled a gun and put it up to your girlfriend's head and threatened to kill her, that leads to really bad things in the legal process.
There's some serious, serious ramifications that will come of that in the legal process, from the league sense, for every sense. I mean, there's just no reason. I'm sorry, I don't know of a reason why that should take place.
But it apparently has, and again, you can read all about it on our website, 92.3thefan.com, as Daryl has done a terrific job jumping all over that today. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We'd love your thoughts on that. And on the stadium situation, we had some great thoughts from Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk all about that when he joined us at noon. And again, as Dan said, if you missed that, you missed our conversation with Daryl, you can go back and listen to it on our website, 92.3thefan.com, the Odyssey app. Bob is in Euclid, Ohio. Hello, Bob.
All right, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When I heard the Hall story, I felt sick in my stomach immediately. Given the facts and the details that we've heard so far, under Ohio law, that's aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. People go to prison for years and years for that. So we'll see how it works out, but I fear the young man has really screwed his life up.
It gives you that feeling, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I felt sick. That's just terrible. For him and for everybody involved, it's a bad thing. On the stadium thing, I really think the city of Cleveland should save their pennies. They could save $500 million, basically. Give the lawyers $50 million to see if they can annex Brook Park. That'd be very interesting. Spend the rest of the money to tear down the stadium, develop the lakefront and Burke Lakefront. Long term, that'd be the best thing for the city. Third point, I want to talk with you, Jeff, about Big Christmas. I was really impressed with him last night. Not just the two homers. The play he made in right field, I did not know he could cover that kind of territory.
That was a great catch, Bob.
He's quicker than you think.
Yeah.
And he's got a good arm.
And the interview after the game where he talked about He's not trying to kill the ball. He's just trying to make good contact. And as big as he is, if he makes good contact, he's going to hit homers and doubles off the wall. Every time he's at bat, he's a threat to go yard. Keep him in the lineup if you can. Thanks.
All right, Bob. Bob covering everything that we talked about all day long. Bob's a man for all topics. Michael's in South Euclid. Hello, Michael.
How are you, Michael?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to talk a little bit about both situations. For starters, the thing with Michael Hall, without sounding insensitive, it's a shame that this young man would waste all that talent. As someone who has a mother as a victim of domestic violence, I say show the man no mercy. And if he doesn't ever play another snap, as much as I love the Browns, I say good riddance. And as far as the stadium, I agree with Michael, Fiorito, you know,
Florio,
but let him pay for the damn stadium. You know, take a playbook out of the Minnesota Vikings where they did the poll tabs, and pay it off as quickly as possible. And on top of that, the city of Cleveland allowed legalized gambling, 2 years ago? I can imagine that there's probably tons of revenue and there's going to be kiosks inside that stadium where people can gamble. So there's no reason for the taxpayer to take on any more money in this, and they're rich enough. You know, they'll make their money back in no time at all.
Mike, let me ask you one thing about this, though. And I think the answer for most people would be sure. If the Haslams suddenly, if let's just say public financing didn't work and the Haslams said, you know what, we're in love with this idea in Brook Park and we got it and we're bringing in investors and we're building a dome stadium and that's where our team is going to play. What would you think? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I have no problem with them moving this. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I feel like they play a little bit off of the fan being like they almost want to play like a scare tactic. Like, hey, we can leave at any point in time, which, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's very scary for myself as someone who never went through it the first time, but who has been a long line fan since they've come back. It is a fear for myself, but I have no problem if it's 45 minutes away or 2 hours away, as long as it's close by where I can go see it myself. I'm all down for it.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. The Haslams have never even insinuated, hinted anything about the Browns leaving. So, and they've done nothing but write big checks for just about everything.
Right.
So they did everything with the Columbus Crew. There's a new stadium there in place. They've invested in the Milwaukee Bucks. And they're real serious about this sports ownership thing.
And not to mention, folks, and again, I am not the one you want to talk to when it comes to legalese, but I can give you a little bit of this, which is that Art Modell law that's on the books, it doesn't have a whole lot of teeth, but it ties you up, which is the whole goal of that thing, because that's exactly what happened with the Columbus Crew and Frank Precourt, was he wanted to move the Columbus Crew to get a new stadium. He wanted to move them to Austin, Texas. The state of Ohio used the Art Modell law to tie him up in litigation to buy them time to get someone to buy the team from him. And so if the Haslams were to yank that lever and start trying to play that game, that's what that law is there for. It is not there to make 100% sure, like it doesn't happen, that the team must stay in there, but it ties you up enough that you say, all right, let's sell this thing. And when Precourt's thing, he ended up with an expansion team down in Austin. I believe if the Haslams, and I do not believe they will do this, but if they decide to play that nuclear option game, that's where that law comes in. So I would not be afraid that the Browns are moving.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Frank is in Parma. Hello, Frank.
All right, Frank.
Hello. I'm calling about the Packers game. Is that okay?
We're actually talking about other things, but give us a quick thought, Frank.
I could talk about the stadium, too.
Shoot.
I live in Parma, and we can't even pass a school levy, so I'm sure I'm not going to give any money for a stadium.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I truly hope that the county executive and the president of the county commission, whatever, I truly hope this is posturing. I truly hope we haven't reached a point in time where our politics, where is the big thinking? This is little, small-minded thinking. You have a guy willing to invest billions into an area, to develop an area that needs development. Okay, that's great. The idea that the best use for that land on the lakefront is to keep pouring money into it and not develop it for something more, this is the smallest-minded thinking I think I've ever seen. I just don't understand it. I think it's a waste of space to have that stadium downtown. I just can't believe that we're not opening our minds to the many possibilities and thinking creatively. Instead, I hear everybody I hope it's posturing, because otherwise I just hear these guys hunkering down. Well, listen, if you want a pro sports team, this is the cost of doing business. So if they're posturing for a better deal, great. But if they truly believe that the best solution is to dump $1 billion into a stadium and keep it downtown on the lakefront where it's the biggest waste of space possible, then I think we need all new elected officials, and we need some elected officials that actually have some cojones willing to take some risks, do some things, do creative things, and think big. All I'm hearing is tiny little thinking. Oh, no, this is big. This Brook Park development would be huge. What they're doing in Berea is huge. I get it. Yeah, it's going to cost us money. Guess what? That's the way this stuff all works. And if you get the stadium off of the lakefront, you could attract new investors to develop that area. Where is that thinking? Where is that?
Jim, you and I have very, very similar thoughts on this. To me, there's a big picture thing here that it doesn't seem that like the politicians are grasping. You have a team owner who's not talking about getting a complete freebie here. You know, they would like some public financing in this stadium. Okay, I get that. Maybe you can be a lot more creative, the pull tabs, gambling, and everything else. But they're willing to pony up big money out of their pocket for half of the stadium, at least right now anyway, and all of the development around it that they plan to pick up. And at the very least, I would think that should be hey, let's sit down and talk about this and really hammer this out. And if we could make that work, that's big picture for our entire region. And I agree with you on that.
That's why it's sad to me to hear this from the county, because all you and I, and not always, but we've talked in the past that we really need more regional collaboration. And this isn't even regional. This is within the county itself. But I'm just dumbfounded that as a county, as somebody responsible for the whole county, you can't look at what an incredible opportunity that is.
Jim, agreed. Thank you very much. And see, that's, you know, figure out the dollars. But you do have an owner who has already stated, we'll pay for half the stadium and then everything else that we're developing around it. We got it. That's big, man. That's big. You don't have a guy looking for a complete handout for a whole ride on the whole thing. And man, I would think that deserves some great collaborative thinking rather than, no, we want to do this. Sit down and talk about it and figure this out, folks. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.